हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां ओम श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने। ओम सेकेंड चैप्टर ऑफ पंचदशी एंटाइटल्ड एस महाभूत प्रकरणम। द फाइव एलिमेंट्स आर अनालाइज्ड इन ऑर्डर टू अरेव एट द ट्रूथ ब्रह्मन। Every chapter, the subject matter is different, the analysis of different things discussed, but any analysis is ultimately for vastu jnanam, vastu grahanam, for understanding of the truth. But in this chapter, Vidyaranya Swami takes the Chandogya Upanishad statement, सदेव सौम्य इदमग्र आसीत एकमेव अद्वितीयम्। And he analyzes this statement here. You know, this whole second chapter's main discussion is on elaboration of this statement to establish, to analyze the elements. And here we saw last class how the sad vastu, when he takes the meaning of the word sat, sateva saumya idamagra asit, that he takes the sat. The word sat means is a noun which is pure existence. We understood clearly that this word sat, the existence, has never been looked upon as an independent entity by any of the schools of thought, any of the philosophers, except the Bauddhas and the Vedantins. But even Bauddha had a problem. It means, when you say Bauddha tried, Bauddha only attempted to see what this existence is. But he definitely, he never arrived at it. He just stopped somewhere halfway. Only Vedantin analyzed this existence and arrived at the conclusion of what existence is. And existence is established as an independent entity, and that existence is nothing but pure consciousness. But existence which alone is in the form of all the forms, names, and functions which constitute the universe, he has to be understood, is available for recognition as the pure consciousness obtaining as the truth of the very knower, the subject. That Vedanta established it, there is no meaning of the word existence is consciousness. So pure existence means There's no impure existence. Just to distinguish the existence without the form and name, and associated with, we say pure existence. Otherwise, there is only Sat, the existence. The Sat, another is also, another word is Satta. Satta or Sat. And another word is Satyam. So Satyam, Satta, Sat, all the words imply existence. And here, so the pure existence, if you want to understand, without the forms and names, without the Jagat, definitely is an independent independent entity which is there even when the Jagat is not. When the Jagat is not, when the Jagat is not available for experience, Jagat is unmanifest, Jagat is resolved. When nothing is there, we cannot say nothing is there. When the Jagat is not there, what is pure existence. When the Jagat is, existence is in the form of the Jagat. Existence is with the form and name Jagat. The Jagat is not, existence is. And that pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness, which means this pure existence, nothing but pure consciousness, the reality, obtained in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, an independent entity. Why do we say, even when the knowledge, when this manifestation is not there, even when this universe is not there, even when the time is not, when the space is not, when the universe is not, existence is in the form of pure consciousness. Therefore, an independent entity. And this is the non-refutable, very clear, thorough conclusion, analysis and the conclusion of the word, the meaning of the word existence. And I said also, other people, even the modern scientists, they focus only on the existent forms and names, and they probe into understanding what existent things are. Therefore, their exploration is only within the realm of ignorance. And here, this Shunyavadi, this Buddha, who tried to understand existence, he also leaves halfway. Why we say that? Because here in this, in his analysis of these elements, where he takes up this verse, sentence, Hadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Advitiyam, there, Vidyaranya Swami is clearly talking about his existence. In between, he just goes into another topic, just to, for our own clarification, for our own understanding. And he takes these Madhyamika Bauddha's view. Madhyamika Bauddha, and he refutes his view. And that Madhyamika Bauddha is otherwise called Shunyavadi. And from which verse? From verse number 26th to the 24th to the 34th verse. There is a refutation of this Shunyavadi. And here, this verse, we have seen up to the 34th verse. Viyadadher namarupe mayaya suvikalpite shunyasya namarupe cha tatha che jivyatam chiram. So here, viyadadehe namarupe mayaya suvikalpite. So here, the shunyavadi is very strongly holding on to the view that nothing existed before everything originated, before everything came into existence. Which means, I'm not going to this verse now, I'm just preparing this for this verse. You say nothing existed. Nothing existed means nothing implies non-existence. When you say non-existence existed, non-existence existed means that the verb existed, going with that verb, noun, existence, non-existence, the sentence is a contradictory sentence. Asad asit, nothing was there before, means non-existence was. Non-existence was means non-existence existed. Non-existence existed me. I'm repeating it. Nothing was there means non-existence was. Non-existence was means non-existence existed. And non-existence existed means two aspects, two factors of opposite nature coexisted. The existed implies existence, and the non-existence is non-existence, and they both, this non-existence and existence, are viruddha dharma, opposed to each other. They cannot coexist. So it's like saying sun and darkness coexisted. It's impossible sun and the light, sunlight and the darkness to coexist, because they're of opposite nature. Viruddha dharma. Here also, existence and non-existence cannot coexist. Therefore, when you say that they cannot coexist, and the Shunyavadi sees the fallacy, and he says, if non-existence cannot coexist, he understands, yes, then non-existence is not absolute non-existence. Is non, what about these forms and names? All the forms and names which are experienced now are not absolute non-existence, because we are experiencing, according to Shunyavadi, the Nama Rupa of experiencing also is non-existence, Shunyam only. For him, the Jagat is Shunyam, which we are experiencing. So this Jagat, if he said this Jagat is Shunyam, then before us it was Shunyam, means he says, he denies existence of his own self. Therefore, this universe which you are experiencing is not so absolutely non-existent. And what is it then? Of course, it's not absolutely existent also. Therefore, he says in this, Viyada dehe nama rupe mayaya suvikalpite. So, mayaya suvikalpitam nama. Mayaya suvikalpitam rupam. But nama rupe, these to form a name, no, viyad adehe, the name and form of pertaining to this space onwards, viyat means space, viyat adehe, viyad adehe, of all this time, time and space, and all the forms, names and functions exist in this world, all of them, all these forms and names are actually mithya. Mayaya suvikalpite means they're all mithya. Viyada dehe nama rupe mayaya suvikalpite means all the forms and all the names indicating the forms and all the functions of the forms associated with the forms are all mithya. You know, all the forms are mithya, all the words indicating the forms are mithya, and the functions associated with the forms, even the usefulness which you enjoy now, the purposes they serve are all mithya. So only Nama Rupa is mentioned. We have to extend this, understand what everything in the Jagat is mithya. To say Jagat is mithya, he says, Vyada dehe Nama Rupe Mayaya Suvikalpite. Mithya means what? But here, please understand, in this verse, until one more verse, until the 36th verse, 34th verse, here Vidyaranya Swami is actually refuting the Shunyavadi, which means by saying Jagat is Mithya, he is teaching us also, at the same time, this Jagat is not Shunyam. If we say what was there was Shunyam, what was this Asat, non-existence was there, means the sentence itself is wrong because they can't coexist. And even if you say, which means that from that this universe has come, originated, means this universe also is Shunyam. Therefore, but here this universe is not Shunyam, the universe is not unreal, it is Mithya. So Mayaya Suvikalpite does not, nothing to do with the Maya here. The word Mayaya Suvikalpite means they are Mithya. Mithya means what? What is Mithya here? Mithya, Sad Asad Vilakshanam Mithya. What is Mithya? Sad Asad Vilakshanam Mithya. So Sat means pure existence. Asat means absolute non-existence, and that which is neither definable as Sat, not definable as Asat, Asat which is Tucham, absolutely non-existent, is Mithya. That's why we say Mithya is as though real, empirically real, objectively real. Now, Mithya is that relatively real. Mithya is that which is seemingly, empirically, relatively real is Mithya. It's not absolutely real, nor is it absolutely unreal. It means it's either absolutely pure existence, it is existent, is not non-existent also. Therefore, we say, this is Maya Suvikalpite, means Mithya. So this Jagat is what? Not unreal. It is not unreal. Pooja Swamiji always used to say, whenever people translated this universe, you know, in the books, the world is unreal, he said it will lead to wrong conclusions. We need to understand what is unreal. So he never liked the word, the world, when people translated this as unreal, he never liked it. He always used to say, use the word Mithya as Mithya, because Mithya is non-translatable. If at all you translate it, you can say empirically real, relatively real. You can say it is that which cannot be defined as absolutely real, non-definable as absolutely unreal, is as though real, is Mithya. The world is not unreal. You say unreal, we are saying the world is non-existent. We are talking about the non-existent Jagat. How can we talk about something which is non-existent? Non-existent means that which does not exist at all is unreal. So it is not unreal. It is Mithya. Therefore, Maya Suvikalpite means it is not Sati Saptami. Don't mistake it. It is a simple sentence in dual form. So that's why I said Nama Suvikalpitam means name is Mithya. Word is Mithya. Rupam Maya Suvikalpitam means word, rup form is also Mithya. Mithya means it is neither real nor unreal, which means anything Mithya does not have independent existence of its own. It exists only, it enjoys the existence lent by something else, its truth. Okay, let us stop there. Now we see the next sentence. Shunyasya nama rupecha tatha chet jivyatam chiram. Shunyavadi is given an answer. Something cannot originate from the nothing. And what was there before, if you say asat tucham, and your own sentence is wrong. Why? Because two entities of opposite nature, two factors of opposite nature cannot coexist. And here, then when we say that, if he accepts, okay, everything else is mithya here, form is mithya, name is mithya, function is mithya, jagat is mithya, then you have to talk about something called shunyam, non-existence. If we say shunyam also is mithya, shunyam also, shunyasya nama rupecha tatha, then suppose if the fourth sentence is stopped there, shunyasya nama rupecha tatha. Now if the shunyam, or if he says accept shunyam also is mithya, then it is acceptable. So he says, tatha chet jivyatam chiram. Here this is the answer. Tatha chet. Suppose if the shunyavadi accepts shunyam as mithya, then shunyam actually is nothing but mithya. If he says it's acceptable, then we can bless him saying what? May you live long forever. Tatha chet jivyatam chiram. Jivyatam chiram means what? May you live long. May it be lived long by you. That's the meaning actually. Tatha chet jivyatam chiram. Vidyaranya Swami says that we can definitely bless this shunyavadi if he accepts this, accepts that shunyam also is mithya. Shunyam is mithya means what? What seems to be non-existent before the origination, you know, the unmanifest is also mithya. The cause is mithya, which means he accepts this universe is also mithya. Shunyam mithya means if he accepts, then we can look at it as what? Avidya, the maya, the avyaktam, the cause of the jagat is mithya. That's correct. Then this jagat, which also the karyam also is mithya. Fine. It's acceptable. Therefore, shunyasya mithyatvam, if it accepts, then we can bless him as what? Jivyatam chiram. May you live long, shunyavadi. You're right. You have come to our understanding. Okay. That he says in the 34th verse. Then, but shunyavadi is very happy. He is waiting to hold on to some other loophole, which is illogical. We'll see that. Because shunyavadis, even to establish, nothing was there before, therefore nothing is now also. Nothing was there before means now also nothing is there, which means he has to say this universe which is experiencing also for him unreal. Can you believe? According to shunyavadi, this jagat which you are experienced now is also unreal. There are people who take this world as absolutely real. There are people who take this world as unreal. Absolutely unreal. Okay. Whereas only a Vedantic sees this world as what? Mithya. Neither is as nothing, nothing. It is neither unreal nor it is real. So we do not undervalue it, nor do we overvalue it. We give due value, isn't it? If we say this universe is also unreal like a shunyavadi, then we are undervaluing it. Okay. If we say this universe is absolutely real, my God, then we are overvaluing it. It is a Shobhanadhyasa. Now, if we say this universe is neither real nor unreal, it is as though real, yes, seeming existence, then we can say it is due value, isn't it? So, then only Vedanti does it, for which you need to know what is, let us see this now. So satopi nama rupe dve kalpite chet tadavada. So the first sentence is actually shunyavadi sentence. Sataha api nama rupe dve kalpite chet tadavada. What he wants to say, now tell me, tadavada. Now you have to give an answer with reference to this now. What is that? If it is said, what this, the whole jagat is mithya, all the forms, names and functions, the experience now are all mithya, that's correct. And why? The reason is, what is the reason? The reason is, before it must have been non-existent for this world to be now non-existent. Now it is not absolutely non-existent, available for experience, therefore it is mithya. Therefore, what was there also, what now? This karanam also was mithya, but still, And what was the, for this mithya, there must have been an adhishtanam. You know, mithya is always, has dependent existence. So this jagat, which was the forms, names and functions, which were not there before, means they were there, but they were unmanifest. It was mithya. Now it is manifest till it is mithya. Mithya means it does not have independent existence, which means there must be an adhishtanam for the mithya forms, names and functions to be there. Therefore, what is the adhishtanam? That adhishtanam is sat. And the sat is what? Sat is absolutely real. It is only the paramarthikam satyam. But here what he says, now he he is looking for a loophole. Now he says, Shunyavadi says, before you said, you found fault with my statement. What was that? Asad asit means non-existence was. Non-existence existed means, you say existence and non-existence are two opposed to each other. They cannot coexist. If existence and non-existence cannot coexist because they're viruddha dharma, now he says, what about this? Now this universe is mithya, you say. What about the sat? Now sat Brahman is there or not in this world? Sat is very much there. Sat Brahman, how can there be sat Brahman? How can there be universe of sat Brahman? Always when mithya is, what is there in the realm of mithya is sat alone. So sat was, sat is. Why? Before also sat mithya was, now also mithya is. Mithya jagat was before, mithya jagat is now. Mithya avyaktam, unmanifest was there, now mithya manifest universe is. Therefore, for this mithya unmanifest, for avyakta mithya or vyakta mithya, the manifest universe, which is mithya, sat must always be there. And that sat is one and the same. There's no difference. Anyway, so here it was there means. So what he says, before the Brahman was, sat was, now sat is, the universe is. Now he's asking, what about this mithya prapanchaha? What is it? We say, yes, mithya prapanchaha is matter. And what is the nature of the matter? Matter is of the nature of inertness. Okay, universe is matter. Reduce the universe, all the forms, names and functions, universe into matter. And what is the nature of the matter? Matter is of the nature of inertness. And if Brahman is there or not now, Brahman is very much there. And Brahman is what? Pure existence, which is of the nature of consciousness. So Brahman obtaining in the form, in this waking state, what we're experiencing now, Brahman obtaining in the form of existence of the forms, names and functions is pure consciousness, is of the nature of pure consciousness. And the forms, names and functions, the jagat, which consciousness, the jagat is matter, therefore is of the nature of inertness. And these two are opposed to each other. Opposed means what? They are of the different natures. Now he's asking, how can Brahman and the universe, jagat, namarupam jagat, which are of two different natures, consciousness and the inertness, the matter, inert matter, and existence is conscious existence, how can they coexist? Because just now we said something of viruddha dharma, no, cannot coexist. The two factors of opposite nature, which oppose to each other, cannot coexist. That is what you said. But now, how is it possible? How to say Jagat is, Brahman is, and Brahman and Jagat are of two different natures, and how can they coexist? So that's what he's asking now. Sataha api nama rupe dve kalpite chet. Oh, Vedantin. If we say, I'm just adding, okay, he doesn't say, oh, Vedantin, I'm just saying. It's addressed, the sentence is what? Addressed to a Vedantin by a Shunyavadi. You said the two factors of opposed to each other cannot coexist. Yes, sat, asat, asit means non-existence existed is not possible. Now, how can you say sataha namarupe de dve kalpite chet? Kalpite means this sat alone, sat is, sat Brahman is, and the mithya, not mithya, he hasn't used the word mithya, he says namarupe, this universe of forms, names and functions, which are essentially matter, which is of the nature of inertness, is, which means how can there be consciousness and matter the coexistence of the consciousness and matter which are opposed to each other? Chetada vada. Now tell me. Vada means tell me now. That is, how can they coexist? Now the answer is given by Advaitin, the Vedanti, the next sentence. So first sentence is a Purupakshi's question. Second sentence is an answer by a Vedanti. Kutreti, okay, satopi nama rupe dve kalpite chet tadavada. Next sentence. Kutreti niradhishthano nabhramah kvachi dikshate. Kutreti niradhishthano thanah na brahmah kvachi dikshate. So you have to be very careful. It is verse, the words have different meanings. The word brahmah in the second sentence does not mean confusion or delusion. Here the word brahmah means mithya vastu, the empirically real form object. Obtaining in a given form, indicated by a given word, serving a given purpose, which is mithya, is called brahmaha. So brahmaha here means any object which is mithya, is mithya form, name and function, is called brahmaha here. So now here is asking, with Vedanti, he gives an answer. Yes, you are absolutely right. The two factors of opposite nature cannot coexist, like light and darkness cannot coexist. Existence and non-existence cannot coexist. That's true. But here, Brahman and Jagat coexist. Brahman and Jagat are of opposite natures, but they can coexist because they are not of the same, they are of two different orders. They are not of the same orders. Two different orders. See, if Jagat also is parallel reality, if Sat is one reality, if Jagat is another reality, there are two different realities. If Jagat, the matter, is a parallel reality, then definitely they cannot coexist. But they are not two parallel realities. Sat is the only absolute reality. Jagat is not a countable parallel reality. It's of the inferior order, inferior reality, because that's why we use the term mithya. The word asat It means tucham. The word asat means mithya also. And he takes the meaning of the word tucham and we take the meaning of mithya. Tuccha means absolutely non-existent. And we have to say what? No, jagat is not a parallel reality. Reduced jagat as matter. Then we say what? Consciousness Brahman, obtaining form of existence, is there in the form of the universe means, they coexist means, it's like saying what? Water and wave coexist means, we can't even say coexist. They are two different things. Then two different things cannot coexist. Two different things. They're not two different parallel realities. So here, the jagat is not a parallel reality. It's a mithya. It is not another sat. Which means, I will give the example. Suppose, even if we are sleeping, suppose when you go to bed, you turn all the lights off and there's a darkness in the room, you fall asleep. You are sleeping in the dark room and when you fall asleep, there is no knowledge of existence of yourself or the knowledge of the existence of the world. There's only darkness. But in the darkness, what happens? Then you become half awake and you dream. And you are sleeping in the dark room, in absolute total pitch darkness you are sleeping, but still in your dream you can experience the light. You can have a dream experience of the dream light. So dream light is there. Where what is real when you are in dreaming? Actually there is darkness which is real, absolutely real. But your light experiencing is it real? You are experiencing real light. That light we are experiencing in sleep is what? Is it absolutely real? No, it is mithya. Therefore, mithya experience of light, the experience of mithya light is possible even if there is darkness in the room. That experience not, you're not experiencing the real light, real darkness and real light. The light you're experiencing is in dream light, but in real darkness. Relatively real darkness. It's possible because the dream is different order of reality. The darkness obtaining in the room is different order of reality. Which is our object, for everybody there's darkness, for you there is light. Which means the person who is in dream is experiencing light, is only subjectively real. But what is real for everybody else is the darkness. Therefore, they are not of two of the same order of reality. They are two different orders. Similarly here, also, we say, this jagat which is experienced is not a parallel reality. This is only relative reality. Therefore, that's why we use the term mithya. We do not say it is a non-existent. Do not say it's absolutely real also. This jagat is only mithya, means it is as though real, seemingly real, and sat is absolutely real. So sat Brahman, the pure existence, which is absolute reality, which essentially the consciousness can coexist with empirically, relatively real jada prapancha. Therefore, there's no coexistence of two opposite things of which are the same order of reality. Okay, that is said in the second sentence. He says, kutra iti niradhishthanaha brahmaha na kochid ikshate. Which means, now he's asking, na ikshate means never experienced, ikshate never seen. Come on, tell me, O Shunyavadin, is it ever experienced? He says, never, na kochid na ikshate means never is it seen, never is it experienced. What is that? Brahmaha. Brahmaha, here I already told you, does not mean delusion, confusion. Here the word Brahmaha means mithya. Brahmaha indicates any existent object obtaining any given form, indicated by its any given word, serving any given purpose, which is mithya, is known by the term Brahmaha here. So mithya object, mithya vastu, a mithya thing, niradishthanaha kutra, kutra iti. Niradishthanaha means a mithya which does not have independent existence, you know, enjoying its, we can never see, we never, it's never experienced, a mithya object enjoying independent existence without the existence of its adhishthanam. So niradhishthanaha brahmaha kvachide na ikshate. Okay, kutra means where is it? It's never experienced. What is never experienced? An mithya object enjoying its independent existence independently without its adhishthanam, which lends the existence. Okay, adhishthanam. So adhishthanam, the word adhishthanam, we take adhisthanam, adhitishtati. Now we say, you have to understand the meaning of the very word noun adhishthanam here. See, let me give the example here. We take the word, if you take the form wave, what is a wave? Wave is a word denoting its corresponding form, and it has its own function of moving around. And this wave is mithya. Why? Because it does not have independent existence, and which means it is dependent on something else for its existence. And that which is dependent upon for its existence is the adhishtanam, which means adhitishtati tarangaha jalam adhitishtati. Tarangaha jalam adhitishtati means what? The wave form, the form wave indicated by the word wave, adhitishtati means it is dependent on, depends upon the water for its existence, which means water lends existence. Water lends existence to the wave, and the wave receives existence from the water, not an action here, by its very nature. But very nature, water just being a water, it lends existence to the form wave. Similarly here, Brahman, even the word Brahman we use, the absolute reality, you know, this, the pure existence, which is of the nature of pure existence, we understand the reality in terms of its nature of existence, the Jagat Karanam, and that existence, pure existence, which is essentially consciousness, is what? Is of the nature of, it is its independence. It is it exists independently. Whereas, that is adhishtanam for the mithya prapanchaha. Nama rupa karmatmakam jagataha. Adhishtanam is Brahman. So this jagate, form, name and function jagate, adhitishtati. You know, brahmanam adhitishtati. It is dependent on the Brahman, the existence, reality, which means tarangaha jalam adhitishtati. Here jagate existence adhitishtati, depends upon this Brahman, the reality, up to him of pure consciousness for its very existence. Therefore, it is Brahman lends existence to this jagate. The Brahman lends existence to every form, name and function, including time and space. Therefore, the whole existence of the whole is Brahman. And Jagat is what? mithya. Therefore, nowhere it is experienced. Any mithya vastu, enjoying its existence independently, without this adhishtanam, which lends existence. So that's what is said here. Nir adhishtanaha brahmaha kochid na ikshade. We have to say, take the na and put it here. Kutreti niradhishtano na brahmah kochid ikshade. In these areas, we can't help using Sanskritam. We have to understand Sanskritam. The very word adhishtanam means adhitishtati yasmin na yam sarvam iti adhishtanam. Yad iti adhishtanam. This is the adhishtanam here. Okay. Kutreti niradhishtano na brahmah kvachidikshate. Satopi nama rupe dve kalpite chetadavada. Kutreti niradhishtano na brahmah kvachidikshate. So what is the answer here? The answer is given here is, see, all these things we already know. It's only for our mananam here. Answer is what? Answer is, yes, absolute reality, Brahman, after of pure existence, essentially pure consciousness, is different from what? The world, namarupa karmatmakam, jagat, the universe, which is essentially matter, which is of the nature of inertness. They are of two different natures, but still they can coexist because they both are not parallel realities. Here, consciousness is absolute, the reality, the existence, which is pure consciousness, is absolute reality, and the universe, which is the matter which of the nature of inertness, is not absolutely real, it is empirically real or relatively real. So absolute reality and relative reality can coexist even if they are opposed to each other in their nature. That is the lesson we have to get through all these things. Because when a Shunyavadi comes with some question, this is the answer given here. The next.
Sadasiditi shabdartha bede. Sadasiditi shabdartha bede. Vaigunyamapatet. Sadasiditi shabdartha bede. Vaigunyamapatet. Abhede punaruktir punaruktisyat. Abhede punaruktisyat. Maivam loketatekshanat. Abhede punaruktisyat. Maivam loketatekshanat. Here, which sentence in the one verse? You have to separate the sentences, which is by which Vadi, okay? Who sentence, which is a Vedanta's answer, which is a Shunyavadi's answer, we have to understand here. So here, with this, now, with the 35th verse, we had very happy. The 35th verse, after 26 to 29 verses, actually Vidyarana Swami little deviates from this main subject matter of analyzing the existence to establish the Brahman by way of analyzing the elements. And he has gone into discussion on the Shunyavadi's views, and he refuted them also. So Shunyavadi has been refuted here with this 35th verse. And you know, very simple things, you know, that something which is existent cannot come into existence from the non-existent. And if the non-existent was means two things of opposite that cannot coexist, but the statement itself is illogical. So second thing, the Shunyavadi, to establish his argument, present his argument, he uses only logics. The Tarka Dwara alone he tries to establish himself. But still, even he uses Tarkam, using the Tarkam, but he is illogical. There is no, that's what is established by here Advaitin here, Vedanti. And this final thing, what has been said is, it's made very clear, because when the people take this Jagat as, you know, when even if you say Mithya, but they sometimes they take it as, which is of the nature of inertness, and because Mithya is with the Brahman, means Brahman is existence, the consciousness. How can consciousness and matter coexist if they are of two different natures? They are opposed to each other, no doubt at all. That's why we say the very word Advaitam itself is possible because of that. No way. That's why we say, is consciousness and matter, are they one? Definitely they are not one. Why? Existence is of the nature of consciousness, and Jagat is of the nature of inertness, the matter. They are not two, they are not one. But are they two? They are not two also. If we say they are two, then we cannot answer now to this Shunyavadi. They are not two. If they are two, then they would not have coexisted because of their different natures. They cannot coexist. They are not, neither two nor are they one. Then what are they now? They say Advaitam, non-dual, we say. Neither one nor two, they are not two. Therefore we say Advaitam, non-dual, we say. Which means they are two orders of the only reality. Reality is one, but two orders of the only reality, Satyam and Mithya. Therefore, it is possible for them to coexist, like water and wave, water and ocean, like a cause and effect. Brahman and Jagat can coexist. That is why we also give the karana, causal status to Brahman. Even though Brahman is not the cause, causal status attributed to the Brahman because of their being able to coexist, because they are of the two different orders of the only reality. Okay. Now, after this, now Shunyavadi's topic is over. We can just ignore, we can go ahead. Now again, from this verse, from the 36th verse onwards, Vidyaranya Swami picks up the thread where he left. He goes back to the Upanishad statement. Upanishad Vakyam, Chandogya Upanishad Vakyam, Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam. He continues here. Okay. Sadasiditi Shabdartha Bhede Vaigunyamapatet Abhede Punarukti Syat Naivam Loke Tathekshanat. See, now, Sat, Asit, these are two different words. Sat, Asit, Iti, Shabda, Arthabhede. Now, first take the first half. Sat, Asit, when you put together, Sadasit, we say. Sat means pure existence. And Asit also means was, and the was implies existed. And existed, the verb implies also what? Existence. Sat Asit means existence existed. Existence existed. Now, Sat Asit, now we can say what? Same Sat Asti. Sat Asti now. Sat Brahma Asit. Sat Brahma Asti. before Sat Brahman asit, now also Sat Brahma asti. Absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure existence was, existence now is. Sad asit, sad asti. Another thing is, because the verb asit is used, asit also indicates what? Existence only. So, the word sat also means existence. But asit, what is the difference? Asit is a verb denoting the past time. The past tense verb denoting a different time. Now, sad asti, when you say existence is, means that denotes a present tense time. Therefore, now there's a difference in the time, past time and the present time. Because there's difference in the verbs, does it mean the existence existed before is different from the existence which exists now? Is there a difference in the meaning of the words? Existence of the past, existence of the present. In fact, past and present, time itself exists in existence. Isn't it? So, sad asit iti shabda artha bhede. Shabda artha bheda means what? There is difference in the expressions. Sad asit, it means the difference comes vaigunya bhedat. We can say that there is a difference in these words. The question is there difference between the existence of the past time, existence of the present time? Then if we say yes, if there is time, there'll be a problem. If we say no, or there'll be a problem. You know why? If we say sad, the existence was there before, now also existence is, the difference is only in time. There's no difference part of the truth of the time. The existence is one. What was existence, what is existence, there's no difference. Difference only in time, we say. Then, there's no difference. We say there's no, if we say there's difference, then there'll be what now? Advaita darshana doshah syat. There'll be error of the vision of non-duality. If we say the existence which existed before was different, existence which is now is different, if we say, there'll be duality. Before one existence, now is another existence, they are two. Then there'll be problem of duality will come. So, that defect of duality becoming the right will be the problem, will be there. But now if we say, no, there's no difference between the existence existed in the past and now, the difference only in time if we say, then here it is said, abhede. Abhede, if the non-difference, if we say it is non-difference, then punarukti doshaha syat. Punarukti doshaha means error of repetition. Punarukti means if we repeat anything more than once, it's called punarukti doshaha. And that defect is looked actually usually seen in the proper literature, languages. In other literature, language, the literature and all, anything conveyed once should not be repeated. It's called error of repetition. But Vedanta Shastram, Punarukti Doshaha is always not accepted. Because what is discussed is very subtle thing. And anything can be repeated more than once, many times also. It is not there. So, Abhede Punarukti Doshaha, Punarukti Hisyat means, why is a sat asit? We do not say that just sat. Sat is. Just say, why should we say sat asit? Both the words mean what? Existence only. Asit also means existence. Sat also means existence. And why should we say that? So if there's difference between them, if there's non-difference, then why repetition? But here says, Vijayarana Swami gives an answer. Evam loke tatha ikshanat na doshaha. Okay. Loke tatha ikshanat na doshaha.
In this world, it is very common in this world that dosha, this repetition of use, the words used in conversation, in languages, in expressions, sometimes we use these words, two words are used. Twice words it is mentioned. It is very common, loke ikshanat. We see in the world, in our day-to-day experience, we use the words, and it is not an error. Okay, saying it is not an error, using two different words is not a big error at all. And in Vedanta Shastram, repetition is accepted because of the subtleness of the teaching. The subject matter is very subtle. The teaching is very subtle. Therefore, it's possible. We see in day-to-day life, we always use words twice. So that is, there's no big difference. And the Punarukti Dosha is also not there. There's no difference on the part of the existence. That is why, see, if we want to know what is the most abstract thing, if you say, I tell you, it is the existence. It is the existence. The most abstract thing is existence. Vastu. No form, just the expression. And what is the meaning of the word? What is that which is denoted, indicated by the word existence? Sat, satta. No form. And you only understand the existence in terms of its nature, of being. As obtaining as existence of every form, name and function. And to understand what is pure existence, you have to cognitively, intellectually delete the forms, names and functions, and you have to arrive at the existence. This is how you have to understand existence. And that existence, what is pure? It is not even an object. You have to definitely go to your own Surupam and see. You have to go to the source of knowledge, because existence presupposes knowledge, and the knowledge presupposes its source of knowledge. And you go to the source of knowledge beyond which you cannot go. You have to stop there. What is existence? Existence is something which presupposes knowledge. And what is knowledge? Well, knowledge is something which comes and goes. When knowledge is, it is waking. Knowledge is not, it is ignorance. Ignorance is deep sleep state. And what is there? What is the source of knowledge? You go, then you have to go to what? Pure consciousness. And you cannot go beyond consciousness. You stop there. Therefore, is there anything more abstract than existence? No. Existence, pure existence, without the form and name, if you want to know what is pure existence, existence is consciousness. What is that which alone exists? When the namarupa karmatmakam jagat is not there, when the universe is not there, the universe is not available for experience, what is there? What exists is existence. Okay? When the universe is not there, what exists is pure existence. And the pure existence in what form do you arrive at it? You understand that pure existence is what? In terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore you say pure knowledge. A pure existence is pure knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, this is pure existence. Your existence is what? One. We are sad asit, sad asti. Existence was, existence is, means there is definitely, there are not two different existences.
existence is one. The difference is only in time. Asit and Asti, two different verbs denoting two different times. But I tell you that even past is mithya, present also is mithya. The time itself is mithya. Time, where is the time? Time doesn't have independent existence of its own. Time is dependent on its being the known, being known. The time, existence of time presupposes the existence of the knowledge of the time. And existence of knowledge presupposes the pure existence, which is pure knowledge. Therefore, existence is the reality which is free from time, isn't it? Therefore, the existence is one, one indivisible, partless whole. See how beautifully Sat is analyzed here. My God, one word Sat is taken and analyzed and analyzed and analyzed. You cannot see a better analysis than this, isn't it? That's why we say this Panchadashi Ekameva Alam, we have to say Eka Eva Alam. And Mandukyam Ekameva Alam. Panchadashi Eka Eva Alam, we can say. Consciousness itself is enough for our clear vision. Because it is just taking one word, just how much it is analyzed. You should not have any doubts. No? That's why again he picks up the thread here. He starts his discussion again from here. Oh, Sad Asit. When you say, are there two different words? Or is the difference between the existence obtaining in the past, obtaining in the present? No. Existence is one. There's no difference in existence. A difference is in time. But this difference itself is mithya. Why? Because the time itself is mithya. Past is mithya, present is mithya. And when you say time is mithya, and the difference in time is also mithya, past is mithya, present is mithya, we say mithya is that which does not have independent existence, which means it must have an adhishtanam, and the existence is pure existence, is pure consciousness, which is the only adhishtanam for the kalaha, the time, the past, that's why we say what? The existence is free from time, isn't it? This existence, which is pure consciousness, is the adhishtanam for kalaha, adhishtanam for time factor, adhishtanam for the past, adhishtanam for the present, adhishtanam for the bheda also, difference also. But adhishtanam, this existence, which is the adhishtanam, substratum, which is free from the difference, which is free from the time, which is free from the past, which is free from the fresh present, isn't it? So, where is the kalam? Where is the kalatrayam? Past, present and future, tell me. How real is past, present and future? Tell me. You have to think here. How real is past, present and future? Where is the past? Is there absolutely real past which we brood over? Is absolutely, absolutely real future? Past, present and future. Kalatrayam is not outside of the reality. Brahman, the existence. Past is existent. Present is existent. Future is existent. But existence is the satyam. Isn't it? And that existence is knowledge. Knowledge means which, how does it lend existence to time, this year? By knowing. What does it do to know? By its mere sarupam, isn't it? Sarupataha janati. Therefore, time is what now? The existence, the Brahman, the pure existence, which is of nature of pure knowledge, is, knows the time, that thereby lends existence to time. Knowing is lending existence, isn't it? That's why, when you look at the reality as Ishvara, we say what now? Trikalajnaha. Trikalajnaha. Mukkalatayam arindavar. Trikalajnaha. Why do you say Trikalajnaha? Trikalajnatvam is not an action, isn't it? being aware of the past, present and future by its mere presence, in not an action, is the very swarupam. That is why Bhagavan is also called Trembakaha. You know that? Trembakaha, Trikalagnyatvam, is said to be what? Trembakaha means, I'm going it away from subject matter, doesn't matter, it comes to my mind, I'm telling. Doesn't come always, okay? Trembakaha means, what does it mean, Trembakaha? Trembaka means one who is endowed with three eyes. We give Saguna answer. What Saguna, Saguna meaning is what? The one who is, the Bhagavan, one who is from a whole Jagat, is endowed with three sources of light, as three eyes, sun, moon and fire. Trembaka, it's a Saguna Artha. What is Nirguna Artha? Nirguna Artha means the absolute reality, obtaining in the pure existence, is in the obtaining from a pure knowledge, is of the what? By its nature of knowing, it lends existence to time. Time is an object of knowledge. I tell you, time itself, the time fact is object of knowledge, means past is object of knowledge, present is object of knowledge, future is object of knowledge, and who is that who knows? The time past goes, present comes, you know, again, there's a future. Talk about the future. There's no future. The time comes and goes, isn't it? What does not come and go, knowing the presence and absence of time, is the reality, the existence and of consciousness, which is Trikala Jnaha. So, Kala Atitaha Bhagavan, Kala Rahitaha Bhagavan, Kala Bhakshi Bhagavan, and Kala Kalajnaha Bhagavan. Kala Jnaha, Kala Rahitaha, Kala Atitaha. Isn't it? Trikala Atitaha. That's why, when the fear comes, you have to invoke Bhagavan as the Kala Bhayam comes, invoke Bhagavan as Kala Atita. Then you will see yourself as Kala Atita. We have something or the other. Always we have easy prayers. Okay? For everything, hold on to this. So, Trembakaha, why we say one meaning is Trikalagyaha. Why Trikalagyaha? Because not by an action, just by its presence, the one sattad vastu, in which the time, the entire time also comes and goes. So time is mithya, and therefore past is mithya, future is mithya. No, even the present, the time is mithya. What is presence? Present is mithya. Okay, present is mithya. Presence is satyam, and the presence is existence, and existence is pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. They were imprinted by the term Brahman. That is Brahman here. Therefore, existence is implied by the term Sat. Sadeva Asit. Sadeva Saumya Idam Agra Asit. Sadeva Asit Idam Agre means that Sat, that Asit Shabdaha does not mean the difference in the existence. It indicates what? Timelessness of the Sat. Asit stands for, the verb indicates the timelessness of the reality. It does not indicate the difference in the reality. Okay? Asit word does not indicate the difference in the reality. Difference on the part of consciousness, the existence, it denotes the timelessness of the reality. Sat was, and the same Sat is, same Sat will ever be. Okay? Therefore, Sad Asit. Okay, let me do the words now.
Sad Asit iti shabdartha bhede vaigunyamapatet.
Therefore, there's no difference. If there's difference, and in expression, that expression asit is used only to denote the timelessness. Therefore, there's no punarukti doshaha. Even if it sounds two words in denote the same existence, even if you say ma evam. Ma eva, maiva means not at all, not at all. It's like in Sanskrit, expression is what? Not at all, not at all. When you say naiva means never. No, not at all. There's no error at all. There's no defect of repetition. Okay, there's no punarukti doshaha. It is not there. Loke ikshanat. Okay, it is quite often such expressions are used. And Pooja Swami, you should say, you know, what is exaggeration? In Vedantic teaching, I'll be very careful. We need not exaggerate. He never liked intellectual knowledge. No, emotional pain. Emotional pain you can say sometimes because to differentiate from physical pain. But intellectual knowledge, we say he used to tease. What is intellectual knowledge? Either dental knowledge and physical knowledge or what? Swamiji used to say that. Knowledge means intellectual only. So if we say intellectual knowledge, it is, knowledge is intellectual because there's, we don't need to distinguish it from physical knowledge or dental knowledge. Only one knowledge, isn't it? The knowledge is intellectual. So if you say intellectual knowledge, it is like saying nadu center. Nadu and center is exaggeration. Nadu center, pinnusi. Isn't it? Pin is also English. Usi is Tamil. Nadu center is what? It's all Tamil. People who speak Tamil, they know these problems. Rajiji may not understand this. Because it's all our problems, isn't it? Nadu center, pinnusi. Kulundani. Kulundani. Near the water. So here, what I want to say is there is no such expressions are very natural in the communication in the world. It is not wrong. I mean, here it is sometimes it is natural. Loke ikshanate. It is not a big defect. It is as an expression. So sada asit means that there's no repetition of two things, repetition of the things. It's used to denote the timelessness of the reality. That does not mean there's difference in the reality also. Existence is one. There's no existence existed before and existence which is now are not two. So, sort of we come out of Shunyavadi's problem and then now we again started from here. Again, the Chandogya Vakyam is taken for discussion. We just started. We'll continue in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.